Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 7th of December, 2023. The Bible reading today is Ezra chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. After these things, during the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, son of Seraiah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shallum, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Merioth, the son of Zerahiah, the son of Uzi, the son of Buki, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest, this Ezra came up from Babylon. He was a teacher, well versed in the law of Moses, which the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. The king had granted him everything he asked, for the hand of the Lord his God was on him. Some of the Israelites, including priests, Levites, musicians, gatekeepers, and temple servants, also came up to Jerusalem in the 7th year of King Artaxerxes. Ezra arrived in Jerusalem in the 5th month of the 7th year of the king. He had begun his journey from Babylon on the first day of the first month, and he arrived in Jerusalem on the first day of the 5th month, for the gracious hand of his God was on him. For Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord, and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel. Today's article, titled Effective Witness, was written by Anne Letissier. Hard-hearted. Barbaric. Unreachable. It was a harsh description of the 7th century Northumbrians, but one that stirred Aidan's heart. Sensing God's call to love them, he walked the lanes and talked with peasants, gently explaining the Christian faith and living a sacrificial life. Aidan was a man of deep prayer, spending hours meditating on scripture on the barren island of Lindisfarne. Cut off from the Northumbrian mainland twice daily by tides, he equipped himself in the stillness for his witness and work. His ministry became so effective that Christian communities blossomed among the formerly stubborn Northumbrians. I wonder if Aidan was following the example of Ezra the priest. Did he learn a vital principle from him? Returning to Jerusalem from Babylonian exile, Ezra met with a people who had lapsed in their commitment to God. But the hand of the Lord his God was on him. A striking description of God's favour on the influence of his teaching. Like Aidan, his effective ministry to instruct, edify, and reform others was empowered first through what he studied in Scripture, and then put into practice himself. We don't need to be a priest, church leader, or modern-day theologian to enhance the effectiveness of our witness. As we listen with open hearts while reading God's Word, and actively let it shape our attitudes and behaviour, His gracious hand of favour will enhance our influence too. Let's pray. Loving God, please teach me how to live the life of your word, so that the authenticity of what I say and do may lead others to you. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lucy, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.